AI taking over the music industry, and where are you going to be? AI taking over the world, and where are you going to be? Where do you stand? All this on the new Recording Artist Hub. For some time now, I've been aware of where companies are driving their money to, where companies are moving their money to, what companies are thinking about. Why? Because I stay in touch with them. I invest in some of them, like Microsoft. Microsoft, for the last 10 years, have been saying, no, we are investing our money on artificial intelligence. Artificial intelligence. While everybody else was worried about their own thing, these streaming companies and all this and that, Microsoft kept on saying artificial intelligence. Now they are out with ChatGPT. And that is something out of this world. You literally can chat with a bot and they will answer back to you. Yeah, and they got their little attitudes too. But they're not the only ones. ChatGPT came out a few months ago to the public. And already you got sprucing up hundreds of other sites that do the same thing. Artificial intelligence. We could say that that's for people who are a little lonely and need somebody to talk to. We could say that. Yeah, we can. But then they take it more over there. Now I'm going to talk to you about our music industry. Our music industry, we're artists. We write music. We compose music. Imagine if that was taken away from us. Well, it almost is, but it's not just yet. They're making it seem like if it's helping us out. So now if you have your mind taken up and it's all scruffed up with a lot of other junk, you could go to Texta AI. Ooh, Copy AI. You could go to all these other companies that use AI, artificial intelligence, and they'll help you write a song. Maybe write a post on Instagram. Maybe write something smarter than you normally would. Where do you stand on that? Are you okay with this? Are you? So here I got a little list. And this is gonna affect our music industry. Look at this. We have, for making beats, we got Boomy AI. Boomy AI, I gotta say, I used it a few minutes ago. And I wanted to make a hip hop beat. And it asked me, do I want it chill, laid back? It asked me, what kind of feeling do I have? Is it attacking? Is it hard? You know, they're still not up to that level. The result was made in about 5 to 6 seconds. A complete beat. But it sounded country. I would say they're almost there. They're almost there. Oh, yeah. They're scratching the surface. They're scratching the surface already. And then you have, for social media, you have Texta AI, Jasper AI, and Copy AI. For people who like to write content, like us, whether you like it or not, writing music is writing content. Whether you like it or not, whenever you post online is writing content. If you're a blogger or a writer, guess what? You're almost out of a job. If you work in a newspaper, you're almost out of a job. Okay? Editors will be the ones taking over your job. But you writers, I see your job almost as obsolete as the mailman delivering written mail. Remember when the email came out? Instead of sending written mail to your family members or friends, Now you just could write, and in 1 or 2 seconds, your friend will receive it. The mailman ain't out of business just yet, because he has to mail packages. But once they take care of that, the mailman, adios, buddy. And then we have Chat, if you want to chat, ChatGPT, ChatOn, and so on. And I got to tell you, folks, where do you stand? In every industry, we have AI taking over. In the construction industry, they are making houses with 3D printing. So that thing about needing 30 employees, construction workers, to make one house or a building, take that out of your head. All you need is a 3D printer. And they're making homes way better and way cheaper. And even better for the environment, because that's another excuse these days. The environment, cleaner than they would if they were to employ 30 employees. Now I ask myself, all of this sounds nice, but where do we stand? If we don't find jobs in construction, where do we stand? If AI only needs one person or two people instead of 30, where do we stand? If in the health industry, the AI does the surgery, where does the surgeon stand? That's the big question, and that's the one I'm asking you today. So if you listen to this episode, please leave your comment. Where do you stand? Where do you stand against artificial intelligence? Are you for it? Are you against it? Are you okay with it? Do you use it? Do you don't use it? They asked Metro Boomin, does he use it? And did he use it? He said no. Of course he's going to say that. I still say that. I still use my regular beat maker. I still use my computer. I still make beats, sequencer, and all that. I don't have to go to AI just yet, because pretty soon they're going to make better beats than Dr. Dre. This is DotWho.com. Talk to you on the next episode. Before you leave, don't forget that this show is sponsored by Spotify and Future Music 3000. Now, if you're a new artist looking to be featured on our podcast, don't be afraid. Just send in your audition music. Make sure you have a repertoire, in other words, more than one song, and we would be happy to feature you. We would be very happy to feature you and review your music. Why? Because our audience loves to hear independent artists. And that's what we're all about. Giving the independent artist an even playing field. This is DotWho.com. We'll see you on the next episode.